and see her, too. I'll go this way, and you go that. And we shall see who gets there quickest.
The wolf, who had taken the shortest way, began to run as fast as he could, while the little girl, who had taken the longest, entertained herself by gathering nuts, running after butterflies, and making nosegays of all the little flowers she found. It was not long before the wolf came to the grandmother's house. He knocked at the door. Tuck, tuck.
Who's there?
Your granddaughter.
Your granddaughter, Little Red Riding Hood, said the wolf, imitating her voice. Who has brought you a custard pie and a little pot of butter from her mama?
The good grandmother, who was in bed because she wasn't very well, cried out,
Pull the bobbin, and the latch will go up.
The wolf pulled the bobbin, and the door opened, upon which he promptly fell upon the good woman and ate her up in the tenth part of a moment, for he had eaten nothing for more than 3 days. After that, he shut the door, got into the grandmother's bed, and waited for Little Red Riding Hood, who arrived some time later and knocked at the door.
Tock, tock. Who's there?
When Little Red Riding Hood heard the big voice of the wolf,
Who's there?
When Little Red Riding Hood heard the big voice of the wolf, she was afraid at first. But believing her grandmother had got a cold and was hoarse, she said,
It is your grandmother. No, it is your granddaughter.
Little Red Riding Hood.
Who has brought you a custard pie and a little pot of butter from her mama?
Softening his voice as much as he could, the wolf cried out to her,
Pull the bobbin, and the latch will go up.
So Little Red Riding Hood pulled the bobbin, and the door opened. Seeing her come in, the wolf hid himself under the bedclothes and said,
Put the custard and the little pot of butter on the stool, and get into bed with me.
So Little Red Riding Hood undressed herself and got into bed, where she was very much astonished to see how her grandmother looked in her night clothes. She said to her,
Grandmama, what big arms you have got.
All the better to embrace you with, my pretty child.
Grandmama, what big legs you have got.
All the better to chase you with, my child.
Grandmama, what big ears you have got.
All the better to hear you with, my child.
Grandmama, what big eyes you have got.
All the better to see you with, my child.
Grandmama, what big teeth you have got.
All the better to eat you with. And upon saying these words, the wicked wolf fell upon Little Red Riding Hood and ate her up.